Dozens of people have been killed and at least 4,000 injured after a massive explosion at Beirut's seaport. There were apocalyptic scenes across the city just after 6 p.m. local time. After thousands of tonnes of ammonium nitrate, which had been stored at a warehouse, exploded, sending a fireball and a thick mushroom cloud into the air. The force of the explosion, which was felt as far away as Cyprus, tore buildings apart and flipped cars into the air, turning the city into what now resembles a war zone. And as Nick Trubridge reports, it's now a race against time in the search for survivors. Now, if you are watching this story, just a warning, some of the images are disturbing.
Horror in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. The aftermath of a catastrophic explosion resembling a war zone. A heavy dust cloud in the air. Cars and buildings torn apart. Whoa. These pictures shared on social media show an enormous blast at Beirut's port district, sending a ball of white smoke and a fireball into the air, killing dozens of people and injuring thousands of others.
Oh! F***ing bomb exploded in Beirut. Like devastation. F***ing old building fell on top of me. People dying. City destroyed. Just check. Check what I posted. It's f***ing. We still don't even know what happened yet.
In the minutes after the explosion, this survivor films dazed and confused people, many of them injured, walking the streets amid the rubble of broken buildings and car parts. Some, like this woman, are badly injured.
What do you need?
Sir, we need our employer.
How can I help you with that?
Sir, look at my feet.
Oh, you need to go to the hospital.
She's covered in blood. Her left leg has a deep, serious shrapnel wound.
Put pressure on it.
Okay.
Put pressure on it. Keep pressing it like it's a big cut.
Further along the road, a city in gridlock as critically injured people are dragged into cars and onto utes in a desperate bid to get to a hospital.
We heard the first explosion and went to see what happened. I didn't have time. I didn't realize there would be a second explosion. The glass exploded in front of me.
We were at home. We heard what sounded like fireworks. We thought it was a container in the port that was on fire and they weren't able to put it out. A few seconds later, we were flying through the air.
Lebanon's interior minister said whilst the exact cause was unknown, initial information indicated more than 2,700 tonnes of highly explosive ammonium nitrate stored at the port was responsible for the blast. This man, his face splattered with blood, points to what was his car. It once sat on the road, it's now a shell. The front sits on a concrete wall, the wheels blown off, the glass blown out, cutting his face. The blast was so big it was felt 200 kilometres away. Some residents with memories of heavy shelling during the 1975 to 1990 Civil War thought either an earthquake had struck or a plane had crashed.
I've seen war, I've filmed war. I went to, in 2006, I went to the South Lebanon to see this, but it took 30 days to do the same destruction. We had it in one explosion. It is a catastrophe. I've never seen something like that.
Lebanese film director Philippe Araktinji.
I was at home, which is very far away from here. And then I heard the first explosion, something that shaked the house, and then a second huge explosion. And I was worried about my kids and my wife.
As night fell across the Lebanese capital, rescuers continued to search for victims in the rubble. Hospitals were overflowing with patients and people searching desperately for loved ones. Prime Minister Hassan Diab is demanding a full investigation into why the explosives were allowed to sit at the port for more than 5 years. For Checkpoint, Nick Trubridge.
And we'll have more from Beirut after 6 o'clock tonight when we speak to Middle East correspondent for The Independent, Belle True.